Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass man noch ist, Perik Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. So again, although there are a lot of different shittas, but Lamaisa, there are some halachas of the mincha that has to be done inside the Azara, some can be done outside. Basically, what our Mishnah is going to teach us now, B'yaz Hashem, is that those malachas that have to be done inside have to bedavka be done in a kli sharis. The malachas that could be done outside could be done in kelim that aren't particularly designated as a kli sharis. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Once again, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Kala menachas, yesh ben maisa kli bifnim. In other words, if they are processed inside, it has to be in a kelim. But if you're allowed to process it outside of the Azara, depending on which mincha, depending on which shita, but if you can knead it or shape it outside of the Azara, it does not have to be in a klisharis. It could be in any keli. A klisharis is a keli that's designated for the Beis HaMikdash, and whatever goes inside automatically gets kiddush. So now there's a period, and we go on to something else. We spoke a lot about the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos and the Lechem Apanim on Shabbos. Now the Mishnah is going to give us their measurements. Ketzad, how do you make the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem upon it? Zok the Mishnah, Shtei Lechem Arkan Shiva. The length of the Shtei Lechem is 7 Tvachim. The Rachman Arba. And their width is 4 Tvachim. Now, they had horns. What? Bread has horns? Yeah. Try to imagine an upside down table. The four legs of the table were like four horns that were connected to the Shtei Lechem. They attached a strip of dough to the top of each corner. The karnaisayan, and these horns, arba etzbois, were the width of four fingers long. Actually, it's the width of a thumb, four times the width of a thumb. And there are four thumbs to a tefach, so each horn of the shtei lechem was one tefach long. Lechem haponim, the lechem haponim on Shabbos, they had different dimensions, arakoy asar, it had to be 10 tefachim long, v'rach bechemisha, 5 tefachim wide, and it also had horns. The karnois of its horns were sheva its boys, 7 finger breasts long. Rabbi Yehuda says, shalaitita, so that you won't make a mistake, I'll give you a simin. The simin is zedad yehaz. Zedad, zayin, dalet, and dalet. These are the measurements of the shtei halechem. Zayin, the length is 7 tvachim. Dalet, the width is 4 tvachim. And dalet, the horns were 4 finger breasts. Yehaz, Yud Hei Zayin, are the measurements of the Lechem upon him. Yud, long 10, Hei, wide 5, and Zayin is the measurements of the horns of the Lechem upon him. Let me ask you something. Do you know another time where Rabbi Yehuda gives us simanim to remember things? Pesach night? Detzach Adash Be'achav, a remes to the Makos? Vayitra says, the Mishnah Ben Zoyma says, the Pasuk says, V'nasata ala shulchan lechem panim lefonai tamid. You shall place the lechem panim on the shulchan, on the table before me always. Shehelai panim. What does panim mean? Literally, the bread of faces. It must have faces. The Batanura has a girsa, shehelai panim, shehelai pinim. It must have corners. In other words, Ben Zoyma holds that the lechem panim has to have both faces. That's like the surface. And corners. Now we'll see more about this in the next Mishnah. It's kind of hard to explain without a picture, but try to imagine the following. Imagine a bird's eye view looking down, and you're looking down at two brackets facing each other. According to Ben Zoyma, the lechem panim had a bottom. On the two sides there was a wall coming up, and the corners didn't protrude upwards. They came out of the side walls facing each other. All right, so in our Mishnah we learned, chazring over, Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Any mincha that had to be processed on the inside had to be done in a klisharis. Outside, you didn't need a klisharis. Then the measurements. The shtei lechem were long 7, wide 4. We're talking about tefachim over here. They had horns coming up from the corners. There had to be arba etzbois. The lechem upon him was long 10, wide 5. Its horns were sheva etzbois. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll give you a simen, zedad, zayin dalid dalid. That's for the shtei lechem. 7 long, 4 wide, and the horns 4 etzbois. For the lechem upon him, the simon is yehaz, yud hei zayin. 10 long, 5 wide, those are tfachim. And zayin etzbois, as far as the horns are concerned, Ben Zoyma says it has to have a face. That is, the lechem upon him had a bottom, two walls on two sides, But then there were like these horns that didn't come up, but it went inward. It faced each other. I told you, like you were looking down, there were two opposite L's facing each other, like two brackets. Again, we'll see more about this Bez Hashem in the next Mishnah.